All right, Top of the Charts continues our special preview of the 2010 Juno Awards in St. John's. Miles Goodwin from the legendary group April Wine joining us. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about still rocking hard after all these years. I know the band, you're touring later this spring and in the summer, so where can we expect to see you?
Well, we're going to be traveling all over as usual. June is extremely busy. We're going to be out in Winnipeg, Regina, places like that, through Saskatoon. We're going to be down in the States, out in Colorado, Pennsylvania, Idaho, Denver, Colorado. I know we're down there as well. And July is very busy, and we're in Quebec. We're all over the place. Ontario, Newfoundland. Again, some dates down in the States. So we get around all the West Coast, Vancouver in April, Edmonton, places like that. So,
well, let's talk about that.
All over the place.
A Canadian group making it big in the U.S. I mean, so many acts are dying to make it big in the States. Is it difficult to make it? Like, I mean, you've been there, so obviously, what's your take on the whole thing?
Well, I think it's difficult. I guess things are different today. I don't know how difficult it is today compared to what it was like back in the 70s when it was extremely difficult. You can be so successful up here and never achieve anything across the border. And there's a lot of Canadian bands.
Yeah.
That are like that. They're, what we call, great Canadian bands, Hall of Famers, whatever you want to call them. Can't work outside of the country. So it's extremely difficult. And you can get lucky. Everybody's good enough. You see, do you get the breaks? Do you get the chance? Does this thing happen and that thing happen that makes it all come together? And, we were lucky. We had it a couple of times in the States. Didn't take advantage of the first time back in the very beginning days with You Could Have Been a Lady around 1971. Where we had really nice numbers and charted in the U.S., all through the U.S., but didn't really follow up on it. But the next time we were ready in the late 70s with First Glance and Nature of the Beast and Harder, Faster. There's a lot of luck involved, I suppose it's the same today. You have to have, you have to be lucky. And there's bands like, there's so many now that are doing well, it's a lot better than it used to be, where there were only a handful. There's many more today that are doing quite well.
It must be pretty cool, though. You're just talking about the bandmates retire. So the band's getting older, but your fans are getting younger. I mean, you've got new generations of people being influenced by your music.
Yeah, and that's, of course, nice for a classic rock band. And it's true. And when we play, there are people that are very, very young. And all ages. They cover, at least probably about three generations there. So, again, it speaks about the music, and it also speaks about when people, come and see the band, they enjoy the band, they appreciate the band, really tries hard. It doesn't mean that every night is stellar, every night is perfect, but you can see that the boys, we all take it seriously. We're not just up there going through the motions, so I think they appreciate that too, So I think it's just those kind of things, and they've heard the music at home, they've heard it on the radio, or their parents have the record collection or the CD collection, in some cases an 8-track probably, or a cassette, mm-hmm. So it's just passed along, and classic rock, not just for April Wine, for many, 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 many people is very interesting and a lot of fun still.
And they are faithful followers, so you were mentioning some of the tour dates, and of course they're on the band's website as well, is that right?
Yeah, they are. You don't have to be on the website. You can become a member of that April1.ca and all that, or you can simply go just Google April Wine tour dates. Simple as that, and they'll all come up, and they'll show you where we're going to be and when.
We'll be checking it out. Miles Goodwin from April Wine, the legendary group being inducted to Canadian Music Hall of Fame at the Junos. Thanks so much for joining us, and we're happy to have you in the Music Hall of Fame, and it's well deserved. So again, congratulations, and we'll see you at the Junos.
Okay, look forward to it.